Yo, today's QOD is find the song that only you can sing. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton at SeanCroxton.com. We've got Lisa Nichols back on the show with an inspiring talk about what it means to truly live your quest. Lisa Nichols, she's coming up.
You know, when we talk about live your quest, that's a really big statement. Could be exciting and scary. Anybody have that mutual feeling at times? You're like, live my quest. I'm just trying to figure out my GPS. I'm trying to figure out what does next year look like, you know? And then there's that opportunity that comes with living your quest to go, wait a minute, what happens if I decided and designed my next best season? What would that look like? And so I thought that I'd just slide by to stir your soul a bit. It's kind of what I do. I have to leave tomorrow midday. I have a dinner engagement and a keynote speech in Jamaica tomorrow night. But for today, I thought we'd just turn things up a bit. So may I do that with you guys? Yeah. Now, I've been known to make things a little mildly to moderately to significantly uncomfortable in any form of mediocrity. I've been known to do that. I wake up in the morning to find out how can I disrupt anything that's not in alignment with my future today. And so since I'm on the stage today, I thought I'll just do that with you guys as well. Is that all right? Yeah. When we talk about living our quest, I think that living my quest, really, if I look at it on a daily basis, it's finding my own voice. It's finding your voice. It's finding the song that only you can sing. Off key or not. It's finding your rhythm. It's discovering what it feels like to walk in your shoes today. It won't look like it looked 10 years ago. Living your quest is what can I do with my life so that my life becomes infectious to someone else? Living my quest looks like how do I make my fingerprint matter so big that it lives beyond my transition day. Living your quest is how can I forgive the perceivingly unforgivable so I can love the absolute lovable. Living your quest is how do I give myself 1,000 second chances and every time I get to 999, press reset. Yeah? Yeah. Living my quest is not some ambiguous, untouchable experience. Living my quest means going back and healing the little girl in me so that the woman can be free. It's going back and embracing the little boy in you so that the man can show up and give himself permission to cry when necessary. Living your quest is not something that you can't touch. It's not something that requires a stage or lights or cameras. Living your quest is being complete and content with who you are in the dark of the night. So who you are in the middle of the day is all right. Living your quest is as simple as it is complex. Living your quest is about giving yourself permission. Say permission. On a daily basis. To become the next best version of yourself. Living your quest is not holding yourself hostage to old decisions, not holding yourself hostage to shame, blame, guilt, regret, and anger. Living your quest is about recognizing that every day I can be reborn to my possibility. Yes. Yes. See, living your quest is as internal and personal as it is public. Living your quest is about recognizing that you have brilliance in you and not being willing to dim your light one more day. Living your quest means not being afraid of the genius in you, even though you have doubt. Living your quest is recognizing that you get to sing your song off tune, that you can get to live in perfection while you master imperfection. Living your quest is, it could be complex and it could be simple. And I'm only telling you the things that I've had to do. Because in so many ways, I didn't know I would be standing here with you in Cancun. My path didn't make sense that it would land me here. I look at my life as a young woman in South Central LA, living between the Harlem Crip 30s and the Rolling 60s. Those are not cheerleading squads, y'all. Having three fights a week to get home from school, and that was the easy part. The hard part was the fact that my highest grade in school was a C+. See, when some of you brought home C's, your parents were frustrated. When I brought home a C, my parents were excited because I was severely dyslexic in school. So it took me a lot longer to learn. The last time I took an English class, I got a fail. And my English teacher said, "Lisa, you have to be the weakest writer I've ever met in my entire life." I said, does that come with an award? I am kind of collecting rewards. And the last time I took a speech class, my speech teacher gave me a D- and said, quote unquote, "Miss Nichols, I recommend that you never speak in public, that you get a desk job." And what it showed me was that some of your best motivation might come wrapped in sandpaper. Some of your best inspiration comes with some pricks and some nails and some thorns around it. Some of your best inspiration came in an experience that you didn't ask for, you didn't want, and you'd never want to have again. Some of your best inspiration, some of the very thing that's fueled your soul to get you here, came in an experience that you dare not wish on your enemy. You dare not wish on anyone. But yet it still fueled you to come and step inside your quest. So when you ask the question, am I on the right path? How can you not be? If you can still see light, how can you not be? So I just stopped by to stir your soul a bit. I stopped by to disrupt any form of mediocrity in you. I stopped by to settle your doubt and put in place of the question mark a period or a comma. Because some of you have put a period where God put a comma. I said, it ain't over yet. It's just beginning. Don't put a period there yet. That deserves a comma. Yes. And so I just stopped by. I stopped by to wake up that imaginary baby in your belly that says, don't you sit down on me. Don't you let me sit down. Don't you let me go without being shown to the world. Don't you, I will not let you off the hook. I will keep you up tonight. I stopped by to shake that imaginary baby in your belly. I stopped by to ask you, what would your song sound like if you sung it out loud so that we all can hear? Don't just sing in the shower. Sing so I could hear. What would your dance look like if you did it so that I could see? What would your rhythm look like? Because when you let your rhythm out, when you just get inside your rhythm, and when you are bold enough to share your rhythm with the world, y'all just bounce like this with me. When you just share your rhythm, come on, just like this. When you share your rhythm, and all of a sudden, you become outrageous enough to show the world that you are willing to move inside of an imaginary sound that's only in your belly, all of a sudden, you look out, and the rest of the world is moving with you. I just stopped by to have you feel your movement, or at least feel the desire to feel your movement. As a matter of fact, become unapologetic and non-negotiable about your movement. As a matter of fact, become non-negotiable about the fact that the world has to feel your movement. As a matter of fact, be willing to lose some sleep. Be willing to stay up late. Be willing to become unapologetic and non-negotiable. Be willing to piss some people off even. I just stop by to agitate that something in you, because I believe sometimes we try to be too polite with our dream. Sometimes we don't want to disrupt the world while we're dreaming big. Sometimes we're more committed to living in someone else's perception of us than we are living in our truth of ourselves. I'm just saying. So I stopped by to agitate that. I don't know, am I talking to anybody in this room? I stopped by to ask, are you willing to play so big that you scare yourself? Are you willing to sing so loudly that the next room stops? Are you willing to dance in such a rhythm that you become contagious? Are you willing to forgive the unforgivable, love the unlovable? Are you willing to do it all 1,000 times until you get it right? Are you willing?
Yes!
Like, I just stopped by because that's what it feels like on a daily basis to recommit to the divine assignment on your life. Because your life has less to do with you than it has to do with all of us who will cross your path. And because you let your light shine, you gave us permission to do the same.
That was Lisa Nichols. Her website is motivatingthemasses.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called Live Your Life Purpose, Lisa Nichols. Today is the day we kick off the Entrepreneur's Mind Intensive at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I want you to be there. Get signed up at seancroxton.com/EMI. It's going to be so fun, and it's 100% free. You should go. I'll see you there. I'm out. Peace.